A recent wave of school censorship measures is threatening LGBTQ students, communities of color, and even democracy itself. That's the warning from some students, teachers, and advocates, as states roll out legislation to ban controversial subjects like racism and gender identity. A House subcommittee on civil rights and civil liberties held a hearing on curriculum censorship Thursday to hear from experts.
It's time to stop underestimating us.
Krisha Ramani is a high school junior from Oakland County, Michigan. She told the subcommittee classroom censorship measures are simply targeted attempts to infringe on minority voices and silence their perspectives.
We want to participate in these tough conversations. We want to read about the diverse perspectives affecting us. And efforts to regulate what can be taught in the classroom is an insult to young people's ability to understand nuanced arguments.
Over the last year or so, a number of states have passed legislation or enacted executive orders to limit classroom curricula and discussion. Pennsylvania has 456 such measures, Florida has 204, and Texas has 713. Suzanne Nossel is director of PEN America, a free speech advocacy group.
Since 2021, we've tracked the introduction of 185 bills, which we call educational gag orders, in 41 states. 19 have become law in 15 states that are home to an estimated 122 million Americans. Tennessee teachers are banned from discussing 14 distinct ideas, anything that promotes resentment of a class of people or questions whether individual rights are endowed by a creator. In Florida, from July, it will be legally risky for teachers to reference LGBTQ families before fourth grade.
Such measures do have their supporters. Virginia Gentles is director of the Education Freedom Center at Independent Women's Forum, where she works to empower parents. She blasted pandemic school closures and praised private schools and education savings accounts. She sees the new school laws as originating with the pandemic and distance learning, when she says parents saw what was previously hidden.
As parents logged on to access their children's online assignments and library books and peered over their children's shoulders into Zoom classrooms, they discovered materials focused on activism rather than academics. These materials repeatedly warned children of a looming climate catastrophe, instructed them that our country is irredeemably racist, and pressured them to define themselves by their racial, sexual, and gender identity.
But the critics say it's not a parents' rights issue, but rather a more dangerous threat. Yale history professor Timothy Snyder has studied what he calls repressive memory laws that have been used by Nazi Germany, Stalinist Russia, and now Vladimir Putin's Russia. He says they've also been used to protect the legacy of racism in the United States.
The banning of books and the attempt to limit classroom discussion to some kind of homogenized set of topics is a hallmark of the early stages of the end of democracy. That is simply a fundamental part of the historical record. Authoritarians and totalitarians are aware that in order to master the present and the future, they first have to master the past.
Thursday's hearing follows an earlier hearing on book banning and censorship. The issue of censorship and free speech in schools is likely to remain a hot topic, especially during an election year. And the stakes are high, a point Democrat Carolyn Maloney of New York made when she said, "We've come too far for us to be moving backwards." Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.